I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. In our series, The Ninth Month, we've been telling stories about pregnancy and childbirth around the world. It's been happening every Monday since late February. Today, Pakistan. The World's multimedia producer, Sonia Narang, has just returned from a trip there, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome back, Sonia.
Thanks, Marco.
So you traveled through Pakistan on a journalism fellowship, but separately from that fellowship, you wanted to head out on your own to get a sense of how Pakistani women deal with personal choices about pregnancy in a conservative society with lots of traditions. So you tried to find one pregnant woman who would open up to you and tell you her story. How hard was that?
Yes. Well, it's not very easy to get women to open up in Pakistan. Many of them don't want to talk about their personal matters to an outsider. But I was lucky enough to find Rukhsana, a healthcare worker in Lahore, who took me to the house of a 6-month pregnant woman named Fatima. And Fatima opened up very quickly about personal matters. She showed me pictures of her wedding from when she was 20 years old. And she started talking very candidly about her pregnancy and about what it's like to take care of two other children.
So set the scene for us. You recorded some sound while you were there. Take us to Fatima's neighborhood.
She lives in a working-class neighborhood in the city of Lahore. I wandered through these narrow alleys to get to Fatima's house, and she invited me inside. She lives in a modest 2-story home with a big cast-iron red door. Inside was the world of these women. She was playing with her 3-month-old niece.
So then you sat down with her and started recording this conversation.
Yeah, we started chatting after she took off her scarf after the prayers. She started to talk and she said something very revealing to me.
Sometimes I get fed up with being pregnant. I cry because I feel weak and when my son is bothering me. I start crying because I got stuck in all of this.
Sonia, stuck. It's a telling word. What does she mean by stuck in all of this?
Well, she said she was stuck because she didn't want to get pregnant again. And lo and behold, 3 months after giving birth to her son last June, she found herself pregnant. And why did that happen? It's because her in-laws put a lot of pressure on her to not take birth control and to conceive again. Here's what Fatima told me.
My mother-in-law and others in my husband's family told me, please don't wait too long to have another baby. If God blesses me with another baby, we'd all be happy.
She is very dependent on them to provide for her, to care for her. And so she felt very pressured to listen to their strong opinion, which is that she needs to have a child right away.
Right. So these are her husband's parents. I mean, how common is Fatima's experience?
It is very common. A lot of health experts told me that the woman's desire is actually subordinate to the family's larger wishes. So women in lower and middle class families often have to consult with their husband's parents about whether they can use contraception, whether they can stop having children or not. And a lot of the studies I read about family planning in Pakistan say that there needs to be a lot more in terms of education, not just for women, but also for their entire extended families, especially the in-laws. And that's what it's going to take to really make in-laws understand the importance of family planning.
Against a backdrop of really heavy tradition in Pakistan, how many women did it seem were willing to break away from getting consultation from their in-laws?
Well, it's very hard for women that are deeply embedded with their extended family. And in the case of Fatima, you know, she's in this lower class neighborhood and, I mean, she's educated up to 10th grade. So while she was very well spoken and outspoken to me, she can't really make the decisions on her own. But, you know, the more educated the women were, the more likely they were to be able to make decisions without their in-laws. But in the case of Fatima, you know, if she makes a decision on her own, there's a chance that she could be cast out of the family or not cared for or respected.
Sounds like it could be a lonely existence if you're born into that station in life.
Yes. And I talked to one maternal health expert just a couple days ago, and she said, you know, in Pakistan, women don't want to be alone, separate from these extended families, because that is their support system. This is the rock that gets them through the rest of their life.
Well, Sonia, let me also tell our listeners that you've got some wonderful photos of Fatima at her home in Lahore. That's at our series webpage, which is pri.org/ninth month. The World's multimedia producer, Sonia Narang, great to have you back. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Marco.